we got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot, we a number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
What's good, baby? We in here on this Friday. I'm going to tell you right now.
Say it right.
I'm going to tell you right now. Ain't no point in you sitting down, man. Ain't no point in you sitting down. We starting the day, man.
Hey.
Flashback Friday. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
That's right.
We are so happy that you are
gonna be here
with
next week.
Us. They are, man. Next Friday. Next
week. Yeah, that was a little I was trying to think about it when it came to my mind. What was the old school station out here? KSMJ?
Oh, Smooth Jazz.
It wasn't even smooth. It was like funk, R&B.
That was the old V101 before they switched to what they are now.
Really?
Yeah, it was the old I think it was still called the V at the time, but yeah, they used to play like the Ohio Players and Lakeside and
yeah, because they all of that. Only reason I know is because my uncle used to listen to that all the time in the car. But that's where the Giants used to play out here. The Giants games used to be on. I want to say KSMJ. That's what it called. Ramsey might know, but
Ramsey
the Giants
will know.
The Giants in Sacramento used to play on this old school station, much like 97.5 right now, but. I want to say KSMJ.
That's an AM station. Maybe. I don't know.
But they used to play that. That's what they used to play every day.
KSSJ is Sacramento.
15, 20, 25, 30 years of love. All that stuff. Good stuff.
We in here, man. We wanted to start with a tribute to Frankie Beverly and kind of take it from there.
Yeah,
shout out Stevie, Marvin Gaye. We've got some heavy stuff to talk about, man. The Bills absolutely beat the brakes off of the Miami Dolphins. We can talk about the football game and Josh Allen and all of that stuff later on. The story, of course, is Tua Tagovailoa, who left the game after suffering another scary concussion. You had the moment with Mike McDaniels as he was walking off the court. And that's tough, man. Everybody has an opinion. It's the thing about football that you hate the most, right? It's the thing about football that we all hate the most. And everybody has advice, and everybody is offering their opinion at what Tua Tagovailoa should do with his life and his career. And I'm sure it's all meant with well-intended thoughts. You know, I don't watch that stuff in the morning. I did see L. Duncan was on with First Take, so I regretted not seeing that because I know how great she is. But I think it's really important that through this conversation, and Jesse, we might just have to roll for a little bit here. I think it's really important through this conversation about Tua Tagovailoa that we remember the Miami Dolphins are 100% at fault for this. Everybody remembers that very scary moment on Thursday Night Football when he got hit in what we now know is called a fencing response, and the NFL world collectively watched in horror. Please do not forget that it was the Miami Dolphins who saw that man get concussed 6 days prior, did not put him through protocol because there was no chance he could clear in time. You can't clear for a concussion on Sunday for a game on Thursday. The mathematics that the NFL has put in place does not allow that to happen. It is impossible. It's mathematically impossible. And the Miami Dolphins determined on that Sunday when we all saw what we saw, that he was going to be fine to play Thursday. They would not rule him out. They did not put him in concussion protocol. And they allowed that moment that everybody is referencing on Thursday Night Football to happen. This is on the shoulders of the Miami Dolphins. I'm not blaming Mike McDaniels. He wasn't a part of that team. I'm not even blaming a coach. I'm not blaming teammates. I'm not blaming anybody. The system in the NFL is flawed. And there is no greater example in its failure than Tua Tagovailoa. What happened last night was terrifying. It's terrifying every time it happens to a player, whether it's their first concussion or their third. But what we saw last night and what we are talking about with Tua Tagovailoa starts with the disservice that the Miami Dolphins did to him. It starts with the disservice that the NFL did, because the NFL allowed Miami to go through with this. The NFL wants us to believe that there's all these independent people on the sidelines that have nothing to do with teams and nothing to do with nothing, and they're just good Samaritan doctors pointing people out and saying, hey, watch that guy, get him out. They want us to believe that that's true. Unless there's a game Thursday. If there's a big-time game on Thursday, because we know that's a money-making moment for the NFL, he's okay? Oh, okay, let him go. No, he just got his bell rung. No, it's fine. Let him go. What we saw yesterday was awful. It's terrifying, and the thought that this young man's career might be over is bad. It's just awful. I can't come up with a better word than awful. I keep saying awful because that's what it is. The NFL and the Miami Dolphins are at fault for what happened yesterday. They are at fault for this conversation regarding Tua Tagovailoa. They are at fault for what happened 2 years ago that ignited everything we're talking about today. The system of evaluating concussions in that league is purposely flawed.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, so I don't like want to create an argument or anything like that, but if that's the case, then what you're saying is they should ban him from playing football.
What I'm saying,
because if anything happens after this, they're letting him play.
So they're at fault
if anything happens after this.
Let's be clear of what we're talking about, though. If doctors not associated with the Miami Dolphins and not associated with the National Football League say he can play, he's at no greater risk than Damian Barling or Kenny Caraway. Then that's one thing. That's not my issue. We're putting together two separate subjects here. He got concussed on a Sunday. We all saw it. We're not stupid. They allowed him to play a couple of days later because that's the disservice. What you do now doesn't make up for what you did then. What you did Sunday resulted in what we saw that Thursday. And now everybody has this great concern because of what we saw 2 years later. Oh, now he's prone to concussions. He's prone to concussions because the NFL allowed him to be. And whoever helps Tua Tagovailoa in this decision-making process can't be paid, associated, or affiliated with that dirty-ass sports franchise. That franchise has bills to pay to Amazon Prime on Thursday nights, Monday nights to ESPN and ABC and Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse. They've got bills to pay to NBC and CBS and all of these networks every Sunday, every Monday, every Thursday, every so on. YouTube. Their interest is not Tua Tagovailoa's quality of life when his career is over.
Yeah, I like I said, I'm not going to argue with you about any of that. I mean, Tua, I believe, has to make a real decision. I don't know. Did you see the clip of Manti Te'o on Good Morning Football? I think he's on. I mean, it's heavy. It's heavy because I don't know the relation, but they've got connections. They got family connections, and you see that. You see somebody that knows Tua, that knows that family, and talk about what it feels like to see him on the ground like that. That's tough. That's tough, man. And like I told James, I'm not in the business of trying to tell people what they should do with their life and their passion. And I'm not going to start with Tua, but I know that the likelihood of a concussion isn't going to go down. At this point, it's going to go up, you know, when you play. And from everything that I understand and I know, the brain isn't like your knee or your ankle. It doesn't work itself back up to 100%. Those are the things that I know. Like the concussion situation and being prone to concussions, it only gets worse. It only gets worse, and it doesn't necessarily heal like that, right? Like you tear your ACL, they go in there and they fix it, and it's healed, right? It may not ever feel like the same, but it's healed. Like it's good. They put rods and broken legs, and the bone heals and all this other stuff. The brain, from everything that I've learned and read, it doesn't heal like that. It just doesn't heal. Like it just doesn't get better over time or with rest or anything else like that, or get to the point where, you know, you've had 5-6 weeks off and now you can absorb or sustain a blow to the head. That's not how that works. So I got a feeling like this isn't his last time playing football. If he was my family, I would advise him to get away, because it's only going to get worse if you keep playing, in my opinion.
Well, but that's the problem. Like, it's only going to get worse if you keep playing. Can't be an opinion. It has to be stated as fact to him from someone who knows. Mm-hmm. Tua, if you continue to play, this will get worse. And the end result could be death. Mm-hmm. That has to be explicitly explained to him. Because...
Well, real quick, the only way I say... in my opinion, is because we don't know if he's going to take another blow to the head like that. Like we don't know.
But that doesn't matter. Like the risk is what needs to be explained to him. Mm-hmm. And if it's Tua, you could get a concussion along the same grade. I don't know if that's a thing, but same grade concussion. Mm-hmm. You could get a significantly worse concussion. All your concussions though are going to be graded separately. They don't all lump together. Mm-hmm. Or Tua, one on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other. One, you're scarred. You're damaged. Mm-hmm. And it's only going to heal to a certain degree. Two, you're scarred. It's damaged. Now that's piling onto the one you just got. Three, it's piling onto the two you already got. These are things that I don't know. This is not what I went to school for. Mm-hmm. The people who did, though, who aren't associated with the NFL... or the Miami Dolphins, need to be able to explain that to him one way or the other. If Tua continues to play because doctors say he can continue to play, so be it. But and we can, the family dynamic is entirely different, because Tua has to, you know, you mentioned Manti Te'o and the connection that they have. He has to rationalize with his family. He has to rationalize now with his kids. This doctor says I can play. Maybe better stated, these doctors say I can play. Mm-hmm. These doctors say I'm not at a greater risk of severe injury than I was before. Mm-hmm. My family, though, doesn't want to see me in that position again. On the ground, mm-hmm. face down, not being able to get up, or getting up and stumbling around. Those are multiple different things that he has to rationalize. And again, I'm sure Stephen A., Manti, and L, and everybody who, I'm sure Dez, and everyone who was tweeting, Mike Freeman, everyone who was tweeting about him last night, it's all well-intended. These are decisions, consequences, and life issues that this man has to rationalize moving forward. It's not as simplistic as $200 million. That's not it. It's he has children now. Mm-hmm. Can he be around for them when this is all over? Can he afford to play 4 more years? Can he afford to play 3 more years? Can he not afford to play another snap? If he plays 4 more years, what does life look like at 50? If he plays 3 more years, what does life look like at 55? These are all discussions that he has to have with people who have to be able to provide him with answers. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the impact of concussions long term hasn't been studied enough, or the impact of concussions within the sport is just ignored. But whether the conversations are ever made public or not, Tua needs to have them. And the truth is, every player in the NFL needs to have these conversations. Because there is no chance that we watch the San Francisco 49ers and Minnesota Vikings this weekend. Or there's no chance that we watch the Baltimore Ravens and the Las Vegas Raiders or any other game and watch 22-plus guys hit each other like that for 60 minutes and walk off the floor, court perfectly intact, walk off the field perfectly intact. Mm-hmm. That's not realistic. Whether they're diagnosed or not, that's not realistic. These players need to have conversations with doctors. That's why Andrew Luck retiring in his 30, when he started, salute, do that. Aaron Donald was what, 31, 2? Mm-hmm. Salute. Patrick Willis, do it. The more guys that retire at the age of 30 instead of taking these beatings until 36, 37, the better.
I absolutely agree. The only thing that I'll say a little bit is I think everybody looks at like, you got enough money. You got your family you got to look out for and you want to be with them. And they're all correct. Like, they're all correct. That's the way that I feel. That's what everybody feels. But I also don't want to discount, like, guys like Tua, they love playing football. They love playing football. All they've ever wanted to do since they were little boys were play football. In my case, play basketball, all this other stuff. They love that. And we're going to have to, like, when you have those conversations, be like, I know it's tough. Like, because I think everybody's looking like they're just playing, not everybody. A lot of people, they're just playing for the money. Make sure the money's good and then get up out of there. Now, some of these guys just love playing football. They just love the sport. They love whatever. And it's a different sport or whatever the case may be. But I didn't make it to the pros. And I can't stop playing basketball. I can't stop going to work out and getting up 350 shots like I got a game on Tuesday. I ain't got nothing going on. But I love it. I love it. I love it. I've always loved it since I was a little boy. And I can't stop. I can't stop playing. And I don't know if Tua or some of these other guys we talk about feel that way about football. We talk about it all the time. Yeah, they are wired a little different. Not only are they wired different in a competitive sense, they're wired different in that they love that game. So the way we think about it, like, just walk away. That hurts for some people. Mm-hmm. That hurts to say, I can never play football again. And in some cases, that's something they never get over. They get depressed. They get whatever the case may be. Now, thinking about it on the outside, and I don't want to say rational, but just outside, we say, hey, you can be, like, your body is going to get irreversible damage. Your mind is going to get irreversible damage that you're going to wish somebody told you when you were 26 years old, just step away. And you're going to wish you would have listened to them or whatever the case may be. But I don't want to lose sight of the fact of it's not easy for somebody to say, like, you can never do something that you love to death ever again. It's just not easy. And looking at Tua and Tua, who seems to love the game. I mean, when he got that injury, this ain't even a concussion. When he got that injury at Alabama, I would have walked away. Mm. my leg did what? Like, what? Nah, I don't need this no more. Got right back up, right back out there, taking hits, all this other stuff. Obviously, he loves football. And I'm sensitive and understanding to the point of telling somebody, you'll never be able to do this again. You're finished. Once again, I'd advise him not to play no more. That's how I feel. But, you know, it's a little easier for us to say that as opposed to the person who's going through it.
I'm not giving that man any sort of advice. Past, listen to the people around you and listen to the medical professionals. That's the only advice I can give him. If he was my dude, nah, I would not like for him to be out there. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't have wanted him to go pro after the Alabama hit. Mm-hmm. I would have been furious at what happened 2 years ago. But that's not my call. in the end, whether anyone, whether I like it or not, or anyone else likes it or not, it's his call. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is going to come down to the NFL not allowing him to play. I don't think they have the balls to do that.
And I don't think this is the end of Tua. I think he'll play again, and that's scary as hell.
If he's not medically retired, then they're not on the hook for $124 million. If he is medically retired, then they do have to pay him that. So basically, he loses out on that money if he's not medically retired. He's cleared.
And here's,
I'll be honest. I don't think that has anything to do with anything.
I don't know about that. And this is the dirty game of the NFL. There is a world where their doctors say, no, you're physically fit to play. If you want to retire, that's on your own accord.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. NFL to the biggest lawsuit that they've ever faced. Because if I have another doctor that says, no, you're not, the damage that does to the NFL mm-hmm. might be irreparable.
I understand.
That's why I say this shouldn't even involve Miami doctors mm. or NFL doctors for that very reason.
Mm-hmm. I guess you just go on whatever doctor. I'm answering my question, but like, how do you say that, yes, he medically has to retire without, check that out without going through your thing. You know what I mean?
No, that's, yeah. So they don't perform the first evaluation. Mm-hmm. He meets with whatever specialist his people find. They meet with the NFL mm-hmm. or Miami, I'm sure a collection of both,
right,
and go through there. And then eventually Tua will have to go through those doctors. I don't think he goes through them first.
That makes sense. Yeah.
We're just getting started. My man Ken Rudolph's going to be with us today.
Hey.
Eddie Gonzalez will be with us. James Hamm will be with us. We'll open the phone lines up for you. 916-909-1320 if you want to weigh in on what we saw last night. I'll attempt to shift our attention to the game, but that's going to be difficult. Jordan Addison has been ruled out for Sunday's game against the San Francisco 49ers. He had a great week one. We'll talk about that. We're thrilled that you're here with us on this Friday. Stilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. It's always amazing to me. It throws me off every year. Tupac Shakur died 28 years ago. Mm-hmm. 28 years ago today. That's not what throws me off. Ready to Die dropped 30 years ago today.
Mm. Wow.
It's just weird that those two things happened on the same day.
That's crazy.
Ready to Die turns 30 today. Man. Greatest hip-hop album ever, in my opinion.
Man. It's one of my favorites. That's for sure. Definitely one of my favorites. And it's up there as one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, 916-909-1320. I think we got Megamind on the line. Megamind, what's good, baby?
Hey, thanks for having me. There's three things I want to talk about with that concussion. You guys raised some really good points. But the big thing about the concussion is, one, yes, it was like his next biggest concussion. But two was how easy it happened. When you watch that play, it wasn't some massive hit. I mean, he ran into Hamblin's legs, and he was backing up, and it was a concussion. And then three was based off of how easy it was, then the severity of it, on how he reacted and what happened to his body afterwards. So you've got the multiples, how easy it happened, and the severity of it. And I think if you're him, you got to think about that. But the point you raised about doctors, let me tell you something, they don't know enough about it.
Mm.
And you can find, if you want a doctor to tell you you can't play anymore, you'll find it. Mm. You want a doctor to tell you you can still play, you'll find it. It's not going to be hard.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Mega Mind. That's what you said, right? Mega Mind?
Yeah, he told me that.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Mega Mind.
I don't think there's a name that rhymes with that.
Well, that's a good point. Again, thank you, Mr. Megamind, for the call.
Megamind made, that's a good point too with the doctor situation. Yeah, you know,
we see that in wrestling all the time, yeah. Right? Like Daniel Bryan wasn't allowed to wrestle. And then he was.
Keep going until you get the opinion that you
well, for. Well, or like Edge was retired for what, 9 years? They said Edge could never wrestle again. He just went with it for 9 years. And then AEW offered him $1 million. And all of a sudden, Vince said, you know what? God damn it, pal. You're good to go. Mm-hmm. Really? Because that dude did a tearful speech about how his life could have ended in the ring. But 9 years fixed it? Okay. Wasn't that different than Daniel?
How do you...
See, I keep saying Daniel Bryan. It's Bryan Danielson. You know what I mean?
How do you... I don't know if compartmentalize is the right word, but how do you deal with the fact of... like, two is a grown man who will make the decision for his life. And should the NFL step in a perfect world, we know how they operate, but in a perfect, should they step in and say, you can't play here anymore?
Blindly, no. They can't. Because that opens them up to another lawsuit. How are you going to tell the man he can't play? If you have evidence to support that he shouldn't play, and everything that your doctors are telling you is you cannot allow this man back in the league, then you have a strong case, in my opinion.
Do you think they're at that point, though?
They very well could be.
Do you think they were at that point 2 years ago?
No. No, they wanted to let him play on Thursday. That's the problem. That's why I can't put any faith into the NFL doing anything.
No, what I'm saying is, do you think doctors were at that point 2 years ago where they would have said he shouldn't play anymore?
No. You know why? Because they knew what it was.
Real doctors. I shouldn't say that. NFL doctors.
I think...
do you think they were at the point where, like they said, he probably shouldn't?
I don't know. Cause I feel like what I feel like the non NFL doctors and the NFL doctors alike, they just won't say it out loud, is he shouldn't have played. That Thursday, he shouldn't have played. What we saw Thursday was a direct result from what we saw Sunday. That's my problem. And I think all of those doctors would have said, well, the reason the Thursday concussion was so severe was because he was concussed on Sunday. It was bound to happen. And they could rationalize it like, yeah, he can play. He shouldn't play again anytime soon because the risk of a third concussion in that short of an order. Now we're talking something entirely different. He needs to, and who was it? Wes Welker? Wes Welker essentially retired because of concussions, right?
I think so.
Or I don't even know that he retired as much as teams were like,
yeah, we can't, oh, no, this, can't play.
Yeah, we maybe, you know, Tua's a different, this is a different type of thing because with a player like Wes Welker, with all due respect, we just don't, we can't sign him. No one, stay away from that. Tua's different. Right. Tua's a quarterback. Like if the Dolphins go, we can't do it. We can't do it. We'll pay him $200 million. Mm-hmm. We want him to live his life. We can't risk him dying in a Miami Dolphins uniform. We're out. Here's $200 million. Hit us with the $80 million cap. We can't do it. Someone will be like, we can. We need a quarterback. Doctors say he's fine. Y'all, come on, man. You know what this is.
Yeah, and the other part of that, too, is Tua say, I want to play.
And that's if, and right. If
you know
Tua's,
what I mean? Like, right. I'm careful with how I'm saying it because I don't want to make it, I don't want to be insensitive or I hope everybody understands what I'm saying, but nobody, it doesn't feel like nobody's making them play. Like these guys want to go play.
Of course.
They want to get out there and so it don't, sometimes it doesn't matter what anybody else is saying and what, hell, it don't matter what the science has told them. Like the science, Tua didn't need a doctor to tell him it wasn't safe for you to play on that Thursday. D'Lo and KC knew. D'Lo and everybody, that was common sense.
You
shouldn't have been playing on Thursday.
I know that.
And even if a doctor said, no, you'll be all right. History, we've seen enough football. We've seen enough concussions. Nah, that's probably not the smartest move. Like I didn't need somebody with a PhD to tell me that. But all he wanted to play.
He's a competitor.
And
he wants to be out there for his team.
What he really wanted was somebody to say, you can play. Because he wanted to play.
Well, he got it.
And
he was never told he was in danger of not playing. Because they refused to acknowledge what we saw the day prior as a concussion.
Hell, even to that,
you can't clear concussion protocol, I think, till Friday.
Even to that point, too, though, D-Lo, he got a concussion before. You know what a concussion is? He didn't need, oh, man, this feels just like the concussion I had at Tennessee.
But,
and the doctor, no, that wasn't a concussion. Well, see, they said it wasn't a concussion.
But
so
asking these guys to protect themselves from themselves isn't fair.
Right. Well,
I hear you, but it's not fair. These guys are competitors. You just spent 10 minutes talking about this. Mm-hmm. This is what he wanted to do his entire life. This is what he grew up wanting to do. Someone needed to tell the then 24-year-old, bro, you can't. You can't. I'm sorry. It's Thursday. It's a big game. You can't play. If all goes the way we hope, you'll be, look, can't play Thursday. Got 10 days off. We think you're not in anything, so you sure as hell don't have to clear anything, but we'll monitor everything through Friday, through the weekend. Our guess right now is you're going to be perfectly good to go in 10 days. They have to have someone that will do that for them, because all of them, basketball players, football players, professional athletes, whatever, this is what they've wanted to do. And they will, oh, I'm good. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to go. I'm good. And someone has to stop them, especially when if your ankle is turned sideways, that's pretty clear. I can't do this. If your Achilles is in two, it's supposed to be in one. Pretty clear. Can't do this. But if I think I'm fine, I'm okay, right? Like, I got a headache. It's a little blurry. I saw three rims. It's fine. That's a different, it's like talking about concussions is damn near talking like mental health, right? It's something that's much more difficult to lay out. Mm-hmm. And, oh, he's a little woozy. He'll be fine. He's woozy because he has a concussion. Yeah. Oh, he rang his bell. That's a concussion. Will Smith showed us in the movie. The mason jar scene is the most jarring scene in the history of cinema. He takes a mason jar with a little whatever it was in it. Said, this is brain fluid. This is your brain. This is what it takes. Pop, pop. And it shoots back and forth. That's what happens to a football player's head when they hit contact. Tell me, please, what helmet stops that? Pop, pop. What helmet stops that?
No, there isn't one.
And you can put him out there with the big old mushroom helmet. It doesn't matter.
So, but then the game needs to go away. Like that's the next step.
Yeah, I don't think that's a conversation you want to bring to me.
It's not. I'm just saying in general. Like that's the game needs to go away. It needs to be flagged. It needs to be two-hand touch or whatever. Because we're talking about Tua, but you think Trent Williams ain't getting no concussion? You think those guys on the line ain't getting no concussions?
That's what we were just talking about. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Trent Williams, 36 years old.
It happens to all these players
every day.
And there's no safe way of doing it. There's no safe way of doing it. And I love football just as much as anybody, but, you know, I also understand.
This is why I don't. This right here is why I don't.
I don't know if you can separate. I love the game. I love the strategy of the game, the competition of it. But sometimes you can't separate the game and the consequences of the game as well. And that's what we deal with.
I understand. Yeah. I guess we'll go to commercial. Christian McCaffrey is not on the field for the media portion of practice. Injury report will be about an hour away. We'll pass that along to you when we get it. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320. Our man Kent Rudolph going to join us in about 30 minutes or so. Pray to God that man is on his best behavior. He could say something that's just, who knows? He's an adventure. But he is hosting the Rancho Cordova Sports Hall of Fame this weekend. So I'm excited. Huh?
Rancho Cordova.
Who was that again?
Tony
Rock. Tony Rock. That's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. Ken will be with us coming up. I said 30 minutes. He's coming up about an hour. I'm sorry.
That's dope, man. Rancho Cordova. You said mm-hmm. Sports Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
Yeah, that's my man. So he'll be with us coming up again in about an hour or so. I don't know. Do you have any, I don't know what else to say about Tua in this situation.
Oh man, I'd want him to retire. I understand. Telling him what to do. I'd want him to walk away, man. Because,
I know you already did a show. Do you have a?
The way I see it is, you go talk to the doctors and all that, and then after that, you make your decision. If he plays, I'm cheering him on 1,000%. If he chooses to retire, I'm cheering him on 1,000%. We could say the NFL, like, who's the NFL to say, like, no, you can't play anymore if outside doctors clear you. Like, it's a violent game. If he plays again, he'll honestly probably get concussed again, given how violent it is. Like, it's just...
Yeah, I can tell you who the NFL is, though. They're a multi-billion-dollar corporation who can't afford someone dying on their field. Nearly happened, and they were able to rationalize it because, weird as this is, it was a total freak incident.
But I just, like Casey said, there's probably guys in the NFL right now dealing with four concussions that have had in their history. Like, the NFL knows that's happening and stuff like that.
And, you're right.
And to what you said, Jesse, like, much like... going into the Thursday night game a couple years ago, I know you want to do what you got to do. You got to do it. What do I need to talk to doctors about? We all know you're at a super high risk of a very serious concussion.
You need specific information.
No, I get that. You have to do your due diligence. But this is, we know what it is.
But think about, I know that, but this is weird for you because you just, and I thought you were 100% right. You spent 10 minutes a second ago talking about this is what they do. Mm-hmm. The decision to end it all at the age of 26 mm-hmm. is a traumatic decision in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, no, what I'm saying is, like, Tua knows today. He knows
that he's at risk.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you got to make that decision. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
I don't believe a doctor is going to tell you something you didn't know. You go to the doctors. You get everything. I'm not saying don't go, but it's more confirmation of what you already know. Like you already know you're at high risk of a major serious brain injury if you step back out on a field. If you feel like, and I don't mean this literally, please, but if you feel like you just can't live without going out and getting everything you could out of being a football player and you're willing to take that risk, then that's what you're willing to do. But you know, like, you know that today. You know what the doctors are going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And I know because I've studied sports and seen these things happen and listened to people. So I wish you would. His situation, I was talking to Sakurina Bagley during the break, and I understand what he was saying because I say I treat these concussions kind of the same. The risk for his, like, for lack of a better term, super concussion – seems to be higher than most because he's had big time concussions in the past. So whereas I talk about the trenches and the O-linemen, Trent Williams, his likelihood of getting a concussion where, you know, his body locks up like Tua did a couple times, maybe the probability for that is he's at a 9%. Tua, because of his past concussions and the severity of them, maybe at a 33% to having that type of concussion again. So I do there. I understand what he was saying when he said there's levels and varying degrees to that top end type of concussion. And I think Tua he's at risk. He's at risk because of what he's already gone through. So I hope he walks away from the game.
I'm going to tell you about our people at Train with Map just to create a little transition here. It's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. You can get a free nutritionist consultation and a free use their free macro calculator just because you ride with D'Lo and KC, just because you ride with ESPN 1320. The macro calculator, if you're not familiar, is pretty dope. Helps break down like the type of how much protein you need, how much carbs, how much fat, what your goals are. Like, it really gets very, very specific. It can really go a long way. I encourage you to take advantage of the free nutritionist. Nutritionists can really pinpoint, like, they'll have discussions with you. What do you find work for you? What doesn't? As Greg was talking about earlier this week, what is it? What is a non-negotiable? You need a beer, you need a glass of wine, you need a sipping glass of tequila every night. They will work with you through all of that stuff. It's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. You can also click on the link there that'll take you to Map Nutrition and get all the different supplements that we've talked about here for the course of the last 4 weeks or so. You can get the supplements that you find work right for you. Go ahead.
Can I say one more thing about this?
Well, that throws out the transition, but go ahead.
But, and I don't mean this to disparage them at all, but I want people to kind of like understand what we're dealing with, what we're seeing, and hopefully the people involved learn and get better. We're asking these players to take their bodies into consideration, their minds, their health, all this other stuff. This is tough when they're gonna have to wear it until things change. They didn't show up, or they didn't have the recognition enough to show up when their money was on the line. When it was time for that CBA, and the people that knew how serious it was begged these guys, vote, let's be a part of this. This is your career on the line. And what was it? What was the number? Like 500 players didn't even. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. their money. Mm-hmm. We always think more than anything, they care about their money. Mm-hmm. They didn't care enough about their money to show up. So I just say that just to say the mentality when we say Tua should retire. I hope he retires. I'm saying that. And, you know, this player, they worry about their health and all this other stuff. I don't know what exactly they care about to a degree, like, outside of getting out on that field.
I don't think.
I mean, their family inside, I think they care about it, but I'm just saying, like, they're, it feels like their sole focus is how can I just get out on the field and be a football player?
I don't think players. I don't think players care as much about their health as we think they do, mm-hmm. specifically their long-term health.
Mm-hmm.
They assume this risk, right? And you talk about families. Marriage is hard enough, and that's kind of where I'm thinking about, you know, wife, kids, so on and so forth, significant other, that whole thing.
Right.
Marriage is difficult enough, like, no matter what you do for a living, and I think very few football players will walk away because their family is bothered by it.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, maybe. Mm-hmm. Wife? Mm. I think that's the way marriage is looked at. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm going to play. Like, I'm sorry, baby. I'm going to play.
Right.
And not everyone is like that. I mean, 100% not everyone is like that. But, like, think about Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Alex Smith, we talk about concussion. Alex Smith very literally nearly died.
You want to talk about what would have made me walk away? Come on, man.
But what did he want?
He wanted to end on his terms.
And you saw his wife on that video on that, I think it was E60. Mm-hmm. You saw her on that. But he had to go do it. Mm-hmm. I just need to get back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. And then he left.
Yeah.
He accomplished what he wanted to. Finished out that whatever year that was that he returned.
Ended on his terms and all that other
stuff. And then he left.
Yeah.
And so many people, that's the tough part. Like, so many people want to end it on their terms. We talked about Edge, Brian Danielson. They want to end it on their terms, not on somebody else's, not on Vince McMahon's, mm-hmm. not on a doctor's, not on Tony Khan's. They want to end it the way that they want to end it. And so more people than not don't get the opportunity to do that. Carmelo Anthony didn't for different reasons. Right. But like great players don't get the opportunity. Terrell Owens didn't. Different reasons. Didn't get to end it the way that he wanted to. Mm-hmm. Alex Smith saw a road, said, I'm going to take it, and then I'm going to end it. Mm-hmm. And that's what he did. And the tough thing with all of those comps is Tua's 26 years old.
Right. Alex Smith was 30. I'm just saying, like, a
30-year-old. T.O. was 30 plus. Oh, like, yeah, Carmelo was at the end of his career no matter what. Like, you can, you know, even Edge at the time was 30 plus. Like, you go, like, person after person, yeah. They weren't really robbed out of a career. Like, Tua could be very literally robbed out of his career. Mm-hmm. Or he could be giving up his career. Mm-hmm. And even that, use the Andrew Luck comparison. Andrew was 4 years older. Mm. Nearly 4 years older than Tua is.
Right. And the other thing about what I talked about, which is the other downside and the sick side, to be honest with you, is the NFL knows everything that I just said, and they use it to their advantage. They know these young boys, and these young men aren't locked in to the ramifications of their health, hell, even their money to a certain degree. And to for lack of a better term, they know they could be taken advantage of. We can make money off these guys, make us all the money we want to, and at the end of the day, when it really comes down to it, they're not going to stand up for their health. They're not going to stand up for their money, and we can do whatever we want. And to be honest with you, I think it might be better in some respects, but not even exclusive to the NFL. I remember in that 99 strike, the story was David Stern and all those guys were like, these guys aren't good with their money. They'll fold.
Mm-hmm.
Is this an unfair deal? Maybe, but they'll fold. They'll take care of their money.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in other walks of life too, where these corporations and these leagues mm-hmm. take advantage of these young guys and take advantage of their youth, really, to be honest with you, because, you know, at 25, 26 years old, I like to think that I was thinking about the future and making sure my money's straight and all that.
I wasn't. I was a dumbass.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They take advantage of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost no different than what we talk about with the NCAA and these college kids and all this other stuff. It's almost no different. They get compensated really, really well. I'm not taking that away, but there is a level of taking advantage of these
They
guys.
Bank on you screwing up.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they do that because there's enough evidence to prove that they're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
And
so 500 people don't show up to a CBA vote.
And that's not unique to the NFL.
Right.
That happens in the NBA. It happened in the W. It happens in every league. No one wants to be bothered with that. Mm-hmm. They have a team representative that they expect to tell them everything that they need to know.
Yep.
You think what we're seeing on television right now in like the political circle, the CBA is no different. We talk all of the time about how the NFL has no backbone, how the NFL Players Association has no backbone, how they folded for the NFL. There's guys there who fought, though.
Mm-hmm.
There are guys there who will fight. And just like in politics, just like in the Senate, just like in the House, they'll get drowned out. Just like we saw in the Democratic Party. Hey, buddy, you're not up for re-election next time, pal. Mm. Why? Well, we need someone who thinks a little closer along the lines of we do.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it firsthand. It happens.
Mm. Mm.